Sweaty and dirty. Fast Freddy, Norin, Washugal, you're always good here. Always a good track for you. First, let's start there. Why? How does this Swedish... We're not even close to Sweden. Why are you so good here?
I don't know, man. I like this place. It's cool. Like, I always get a good feel here. As everyone knows, dirt bikes are very mental, too. So I always get here, good feel. I like the dirt. It's cool. It's challenging. And then you have the shades and stuff. So, I don't know. I've always had decent results here. I like the track, so I'm okay with today, to put it that way. First moto was pretty good.
You had a similar day to Millville, really, right? A little, I mean, not with the fade because your hand wasn't beat up, but charged up in the second moto this week as opposed to dropping back. But similar sort of day after coming back from your back.
Yeah, exactly. So it's I'm moving in the right direction, which is a good thing. So the more I ride, today is day 5 back on the bike, so. I definitely will help to get some more time on the bike. This break will be good. Most people would probably chill for a little bit where I can kind of hammer down. So definitely looking forward to start stepping it up, though. I really want to be inside top 10, and that's where I should be.
Yep.
That second moto, I got help from Barsha. So on the first lap.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, so I was like in 6th or something or 7th, and Barsha did a Barsha. So on the ground I was. Restart. So I think I got back to 14th, which is good. I don't even know where I'm at overall. What do you think? 13 maybe?
14? Yeah, I didn't look, but you were 20 seconds back of Troll in the next spot up. So your charge, about 3/4 way through the motor, your charge was stopped. That was it. You weren't getting any further up.
Yeah, I saw him up there, and they kept a really good pace too, and I can bridge that gap. So, but overall, like, my riding's getting better, so I'm happy about that, and looking forward to finish off the last 4 inside the top 10 every time. So.
And you're not 100% yet. Your back's been bugging you. You took some time off. You came back. You still got a little bit of lingering issues from that. So, I mean, hopefully we can get that dialed in too on the break and come out a little better, right?
That's the goal, hopefully. So I'm dealing with nerve issues, so no one really fully know how long that will take. But yeah, I'm dealing with what's called foot drop, so I can't fully control my left foot. No strength in it, so definitely makes it challenging. Trying to learn how to adapt, because shifting is really hard. So I'm having to shift and jumps and stuff, and sometimes you really rev that sucker out, and I don't like revving. So I'll try to figure that out, but hopefully it'll be better soon.
Hey, Benny's doing really good. He's got some consistency. You guys have, you know, you take your 11th that you've gotten, and he's inside the top 10, and so you look at his bike and you're like, okay, my bike can be there, like, it's good enough, and you want to be there, and Benny's doing it. So yeah, things are coming around over here.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm pumped for Benny. He's riding really good. I'm glad he's kind of picked up a good pace now, the second half of it. So I'm pumped for him. It's good for the team. And yeah, we have good bikes, and everyone's working good, so I'm pumped on that.
Do we have a Sweden MXDN update?
We'll see how it goes. I definitely want to ride. I've been talking to them, so we're trying to see if we can make it happen.
Aren't you just an automatic pick?
I don't know, but they want me to ride, so, and I want to ride,
right.
So let's figure it out.
Can we work on a Mosman passport?
We got to work on the Michael passport for sure. I mean, he's Swedish, so
right.
I mean, that would be nice.
Right.
So we'll see how it goes.
All right, good job, Freddie. Thanks, man.
Thank you.